Oh, quick, Chloe, we're up against it. Come on. Okay, let's get outside now. We're on film anyway. Vic Reeves of the Reeves and Mortimer Empire Products is without doubt the tallest teller of tales in the business. In short, he's a liar, on stage and off. So when he recently told me he'd bought a farm and intended actually farming, well, I greeted the news with just a soupçon of satire. But it turns out he has, and he is. And what's more, he called me up and invited me down to see this new rural kingdom. It stands about 50 miles outside of London. He says it's changed his life, and so, stealing a march on those good people at Hello magazine, on Wednesday we grabbed a couple of cameras and set out to find out about the exciting lifestyle of Britain's leading light entertainer and Jack Hargreaves tribute artist, Mr. Victor Reeves.
Yeah. You live on a farm, but what do you do?
I've got pigs, cattle, beast.
But when you say you've got animals, that don't make you a farmer, does it?
Does it not? Well, I'm a smallholder. I've got a small holding.
But do you get up at 4 o'clock?
I get up at 7:30. This sounds very clinical.
No, I'm just I want to say, are you a farmer? Or
yes, I am. Or do you... a farmer.
All right.
I think you'll enjoy it in here.
This is a sty.
It's a pig sty. Let's come in here with the pigs.
Oh, look, see, there's pigs. Actual pigs. So you've got two pigs. What other animals you got?
There's some cows. You see over there?
Yeah.
See, these are rare breeds.
Hey, look, over there, some cows.
Over there, some Dexters.
Some cows over there.
Just pierce the road and you can see three Dexters.
Look in the eye time, but you've got a couple of pigs and you've got a couple of cows.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I remember you saying that you had this, like, huge farm.
Yeah, well, look over there.
Is there any limit to the animals you can keep on a farm?
There's no limit, really. There's a limit of the size of the land.
Wow!
These old bits of oak here,
yeah.
I take them in, I chop them up, and I've been making primitive stools.
Stools?
This is where I get your tools.
Yeah.
Got the rake, three handles, spade, another rake.
There's a saw here, yeah?
Saw, that's a steering wheel.
Yeah.
You can get it out in the field. This is put a grain in there. Oh, there's a rotating tool belt here.
That's a rotating tool belt?
Yeah.
Okay.
You strap that on there.
Can it be done?
Well, you strap it on. Shall I show you?
Yeah.
You select the tool that you require.
Yeah.
So I want the, I'll do a bit of, what's that?
That's a fork.
See? Hand free. No need to touch your tool.
Has he gone in? Yeah? I know I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to frighten his pigs. Oh, this is a million laughs. Watch this. Thank
you. Hey, pigs. Hey, pigs. Hey, pigs.
Noel Redding, ex-Jimi Hendrix experience, his mother lives over there. And
yeah.
Jimi Hendrix was brought down here by Noel Redding and went to the local pub and barred out. We're rolling what can only be described as a cannabis cigarette.
Jimi Hendrix is barred from your local pub?
Yeah, still barred.
What's going to happen
to the pub? He's been in since the governor there, the drummer at a caravan.
So you know so much about 70s rock and roll?
Yes.
Do you still have a 70s rock and roll album collection?
It's almost predominantly 70s rock and roll.
How much do you think you spent on bad records over the years?
What? They're about 20 pence each, I think, for you. I've spent far too much.
Yeah. Could have bought yourself a place like years ago if you hadn't bought all this old crap.
Yes, Time and a Word. Wishbone Ash Argus. Everyone had that. Melanie.
Yeah. Ah, no, you've seen this.
Yeah, Gabon.
You've seen his performance.
I've never seen him, no.
You haven't seen Gabon? No, out, Demons Out. Yes.
Out, Demons Out.
After the Gold Rush. Everyone had Out of the Gold Rush.
Yeah, there he is. And he's got a woman on his back. Just putting out of his haversack. He doesn't know that she's in his bag. People scrounging around. Right. I'll be all over town. That's why he's looking pissed off. He's just sitting in his haversack.
What's he done?
Yeah, I've got loads of it.
I'm a connoisseur of bad records myself, but I didn't know what you'd found about this cover here.
Yeah.
Here we go. Black Sabbath Sabotage.
You can see this is Bill Ward, the drummer, and he's, I don't know why he's wearing these tights.
No.
He seems ludicrous, but he's got some kitchen towels or something like that. Look, you can see his underpants. He's got some horrible checked undies. He clearly doesn't know what
You retire now because you're a farmer?
I could, but I wouldn't make much.
No.
We've got snakes, look.
Lock it down!
Joe Walsh is got excited again. He's making it.